And on the line from the old school, I've got dibs. Good morning.
Aaron. It's a beautiful morning, my God.
It is, but it, you know what? It's not going to be very warm today. 12 degrees, the high we're going for.
How terrible is that?
I know people from down south will be laughing at us, but, you know, we'll feel it. We'll feel it. But the weather, the lack of rain is set to continue through the weekend, I believe, so things should be good on Sunday for the market, shouldn't they?
Yep. Yeah, well, we've got 30 odd stalls attending, and we've got use of the gallery, which we haven't had for a little while.
Okay.
So it will be pretty full inside, and quite full outside too.
Okay. Are there any new stall holders in the middle of winter?
There are. Yes. And did you know that we've had like 50 new stalls over the last 6 months? And that's like during the winter, you know, that's from January to February actually until now.
Right.
So that's been pretty amazing. And obviously some of those have continued on or will come back in the summertime.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've got two new stalls that are definitely coming and two to be confirmed. I think they were kind of like waiting what the weather holds. Mm,
yeah. So what are those new ones?
Okay, I've got an old list in front of me, which is a bit naughty of me, eh?
Oh, okay.
I know, I've been away. So, we've got Denise, who actually hasn't told me what she's doing, but I think...
It's a mystery stall.
I think it's artwork, because she's asked to come inside. So it's, she says her email's not working currently. And who's the next? Who's the other new person? I've lost that name.
You've lost that
somewhere.
One.
Linda, woman called Linda. Where are you, Linda?
Is this another mystery stall?
No, I don't. Maybe she's the artist. You know, like I love to be surprised sometimes.
Sounds like you're going to be.
No, I think obviously we still have Miranda in the foyer doing her beautiful artwork, and Bea in the. And Ava's room with the forage, Colleen as well.
Yeah. Now I was wanting to interview Bea before this market. She's just come back from overseas and hasn't got time. But I will have a chat with her maybe next week.
Yeah.
Because remind us what she does again.
So she forages. Well, she's called the business is called Forage, and so she goes to people's plots of land or veggie gardens or wherever if they've said that there's a surplus of fruit or veggies, and then she makes them into, jams and spreads and stuff like that, and then bottles them. And then, if you want, you can have your name on the jar saying this is where it's come from, basically.
Okay.
And then there's also a 50 cents return when you come back and get another bottle or just return the container, yeah.
And I talked to her at the last market, and I had a sample of one of her products, which I can't remember exactly what it was, but it had there was a lemony thing going on. It was a very interesting, very awesome taste. So I was I was like, this is something different. This is good.
Well, it's taken me years to find an equivalent of Branson pickle, and I found it, and it's in the Fijoa chutney that she makes, and so every market I buy one.
Right.
It's just lovely.
Okay. And speaking of food, have we got food stalls again?
Yeah, we've just come down to Etai and Therese with the falafels, and then the juice crew will be making more juices.
That's the girls who do the peanut butter, or the girls and their dad.
Yes. Yeah.
And there was, a couple of markets ago, there was someone doing some clothing. I'm not sure where they were from, but my oldest daughter, Adie, was with me. She's 20, and she was diving into the clothes racks.
Ah.
I can't even name any names or anything. I just was curious.
You know what month it was?
So it was two markets ago, and she was in the sort of corridor on the way to the clay shed.
Yes. I think that was the Matariki market.
Yes.
And... if I go through...
You're going to have to... Let's not do this live on the radio. This is going to be really quick.
Well, she's going to be coming back to this retro vintage creative market that we're going to be... That's going to be held on the Auckland Waikato anniversary weekend in January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. People can look forward to that. That'll be a big weekend, actually. There'll be lots and lots of... I know the summer markets are always super full.
Yeah.
And will you be able to convince the ukulele group, the Ragtimers, to come and play again this market?
Yeah, I'm sure we can, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
They were...
they're full swing now, aren't they? Yeah.
You know, when you think of a ukulele group, you think of something pretty haphazard, but I thought they were quite professional.
Yeah. They practice once or twice a week. And,
and
they got some really neat leaders in Ray and Brian, and sorry if I've forgotten another person's name. But they're all sprinkled around the town and everything, in the surround.
Yeah. Hey, can we remind people what, just the time, so they know?
Yeah. It's a 10 o'clock start, really, but some people sort of wander in around about sort of 9:15, and most of
it's a bit sneaky. It's a bit sneaky. You should send them away.
I don't think the stall holders will ever speak to me again if I did that.
Well, I suppose, yeah. Fair enough. Are there any other stall holders you want to mention before we take
off? Okay, so Paul is away. Morning Glory Paul is away, and he's had his coffee cart here, but because he's injured his back and because Robin, who's the barista, wanted to have a little ski holiday because she hadn't had a holiday in 2 years, we haven't been available. But we've got this very keen couple who would like to semi-retire, and they've always wanted to make coffee. So I've put them in touch with Paul, even though he's in Bali at the moment trying to source some really good coffee. And Karen is one of the team, and she's been she works for an accountancy firm, and she's been Indies learning how to make coffee. They can't quite make this market in August, but they are going to start from September. So from September onwards, we're going to be having Morning Glory coffee and teas and chocolates and things like that, but done by Karen and Ian. So and Sasha will be coming back soon in a couple more markets' time.
What does Sasha do?
Kaiwaka Kitchen.
Oh, yep, of course. Yeah. Okay. But you say you've still got plenty of stall holders this weekend. The weather's going to be pretty good.
It should be
a good one.
It's always good to meet here, and natter and catch up with people.
Yeah, that's kind of the excuse. That's what I go there for. I never spend that much money. I shouldn't say that on the radio. The stallholders
will
blank me, but but I do. Yeah, I do enjoy that. Just see who you bump into. Yeah, it's always enjoyable.
I think Solara's, although she really loves skiing, and I think the ski fields are going to be pretty chocker this weekend. I think she's going to try and make it this. I haven't had confirmation from her.
She makes cheesecakes.
Yeah, the cheesecakes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, that's given us a good lowdown there, Debs. Thank you for your time this morning. And can I ask you a question entirely different? We haven't got any of the posters here in the studio from the Old School Art Centre. Normally someone brings us all the posters of what's happening with the movies and the events and things.
Oh, okay.
And I was away for a week last week, and I've come back and there's only two left, and normally there's we have the whole wall full of them. So if you could pass on to Jacqueline or somebody to bring us the up-to-date posters, it'd be marvellous.
Yeah, I can drop them off later.
You could do that?
Afternoon.
Brilliant. Yeah, if there's no one here, just slide them under the door. We'll be all good.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay. All right, Deb, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.
And we'll see you on Sunday.